You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Matthew. When Jesus finished saying all this, he moved from Galilee and went to the territory of Judea that lies across the Jordan. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Then up came some Pharisees to tempt him. They asked, "Is it right to divorce one's wife for any reason?" He replied, "Have you never read that he who created them male and female from the beginning said, 'Hence a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the pair shall be one flesh. They are no longer two, but one flesh. What God has joined, then man must not separate.' They said to him, 'Then why did Moses lay it down that we were to divorce by giving a separation notice?' He said to them, 'Moses permitted you to divorce your wives on account of the hardness of your hearts, but it was not so from the beginning. I tell you, whoever divorces his wife except for unchastity and marries another woman commits adultery, and he who marries a divorced woman commits adultery.' The disciples said to him, 'If that is a man's position with his wife, better not marry at all.' He said to them, 'True, but this truth is not practicable for everyone. It is only for those who have the gift. There are eunuchs who have been eunuchs from their birth. There are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by men. And there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the realm of heaven. Let anyone practice it for whom it is practicable.' Then children were brought to him that he might lay his hands on them and pray over them. The disciples checked the people, but Jesus said to them, 'Let the children alone. Do not stop them from coming to me. The realm of heaven belongs to such as these.' So he laid his hands on them and went upon his way. Up came a man and said to him, 'Teacher, what good deed must I do to gain life eternal?' He said to him, 'Why do you ask me about what is good? One alone is good. But if you want to get into life, keep the commands.' 'Which?' he said. And Jesus answered, 'The commands, you shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, and you must love your neighbor as yourself.' The young man said, 'I have observed all of these. What more is required?' Jesus said to him, 'If you want to be perfect, go and sell your property. Give the money to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me.' When the young man heard that, he went sadly away, for he had great possessions. And Jesus said to his disciples, 'I tell you truly, it will be difficult for a rich man to get into the realm of heaven. I tell you again, it is easier for a camel to get through a needle's eye than for a rich man to get into the realm of God.' When the disciples heard this, they were utterly astounded. They said, 'Who then can possibly be saved?' Jesus looked at them and said, 'This is impossible for men, but anything is possible for God.' Then Peter replied, 'Well, we have left our all and followed you. Now what are we to get?' Jesus said to them, 'I tell you truly, in the new world, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me shall also sit on 12 thrones to govern the 12 tribes of Israel. Everyone who has left brothers or sisters, father or mother, wife or children, or lands or houses for my sake shall get 100 times as much and inherit life eternal. Many who are first shall be last, and many who are last shall be first. For the realm of heaven is like a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And after agreeing with the laborers to pay them a shilling a day, he sent them into his vineyard. Then on going out at 9 o'clock, he noticed some other laborers standing in the marketplace doing nothing. To them he said, 'You go into the vineyard too, and I will give you whatever wage is fair.' So they went in. Going out again at 12 o'clock, and at 3 o'clock he did the same thing. And when he went out at 5 o'clock, he came upon some others who were standing. He said to them, "Why have you stood doing nothing all day?" "Because nobody hired us," they said. He told them, "You go into the vineyard too." When evening came, the master of the vineyard said to his bailiff, "Summon the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last and going on to the first." When those who had been hired about 5 o'clock came, they got a shilling each. So when the first laborers came up, they supposed they would get more, but they too each got their shilling. And on getting it, they grumbled at the householder. "These last," they said, "have only worked a single hour, and yet you have ranked them equal to us who have borne the brunt of the day's work and the heat." Then he replied to one of them, "My man, I am not wronging you. Did you not agree with me for a shilling? Take what belongs to you and be off. If I choose to give this last man the same as you, can I not do as I please with what belongs to me? Have you a grudge because I am generous? So shall the last be first, and the first be last." You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Matthew.